When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Olivia from Curious Kid Podcast. This week, we're going to re-air our most popular episode from Season 7, Curious About Glow in the Dark, which was episode 170 of the podcast. This episode originally aired on January 2nd, 2022. It's the second most downloaded episode in the history of the podcast, only behind the very first episode, Curious About Sleep. In this episode, we learned how things glow in the dark, why glow sticks need to be cracked for them to work, and we also learned about some animals that glow in the dark. We learned about some other super interesting topics in Season 7. Have you wondered how big, heavy boats are able to float in water? Learn all about it in Curious About Boats. Maybe you want to learn more about narwhals, which are super cool, and also strange animals that live in cold water. We also learned about carnivorous plants with the help of some special guests. Carnivorous plants are plants that eat bugs. How cool is that? Check out our Season 7 episodes, including episodes on popcorn, fingerprints, earth, pizza, ninjas, jellyfish, soccer, superstitions, hurricanes, and asteroids. After checking out some of your favorite topics from Season 7, stay tuned because you aren't going to want to miss the episode coming out next week. We have been hard at work preparing the first episode of The Great Sibling Showdown, and we are going to give you a taste of our very first episode next week. We cannot wait for you to hear it. It's now time for Season 7, Episode 170, Curious About Glow in the Dark.
Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast, and welcome to the year 2022. Last year, 2021, was such a great year for the podcast, so we can't wait to see what 2022 has in store for us. We hope your year is off to a great start. We are getting this year started off by learning about something really neat that mixes two of my favorite things. Or maybe I should say one of my favorite things and one of Olivia's favorite things. One of my favorite things is science.
And one of my favorite things is toys. I love toys, but I also like science. Double mailbag!
Double mailbag! Hi, thank you for mentioning Portland, Oregon. I enjoy your podcast. Why do glow-in-the-dark things glow? Have a nice Christmas from Charlie. This next bit of mail is a 5-star review we recently received. It says, love your show. Glow sticks? I am almost 5 years old. I am curious about how neon glow sticks work. So far, my favorite episode I have listened to is the one about drones. Thank you for your show. From username LilaJ15.
Thank you so much for letting us know what you're curious about. Charlie and Lila, we are getting curious about glow in the dark this week for you.
A few things about the mail we got from Charlie and Lila. Charlie thanked us for mentioning Portland in our show. We did that when we were thanking the 25 cities that listen to our podcast more than any other cities worldwide. Guess what? The fantastic folks in Portland still love the podcast. And as we speak, Portland is 24th on the list of cities that love Curious Kid Podcast. Thank you, Portland. Charlie also wished us a Merry Christmas. That's because he sent his email in just before Christmas, But not the Christmas that just passed. We got Charlie's email before Christmas of 2020. So thanks to Charlie for being so patient, waiting for us to finally get curious about Glow in the Dark. Of course, thank you to Lila too for leaving us a 5-star review. If you leave us a 5-star review to let us know what you're curious about, we're going to do everything we can to get curious for you. We really appreciate when someone takes the time to leave us a review. It helps the show so much. We read every single one of the reviews we receive, and they make us feel so warm and fuzzy inside. So a big thanks to Lila and anyone else that recognizes the show with a 5-star review. All right, it's time to get curious. What's the question of the week?
The question of the week is, what is the record for the most people in a group lighting glow sticks at the same time?
That's a fun record. There are so many strange and unique records, and this is certainly one of them. Who would even think to set the record for most people lighting glow sticks simultaneously? Can you guess how many people gathered to set that record? While you're thinking, let me tell you how amazing Glow in the Dark stuff is. Glow in the Dark products are popular today, and they were also popular back when I was a kid. Olivia, what kind of Glow in the Dark stuff do you have?
I have glow-in-the-dark pajamas, I made glow-in-the-dark slime, and my brother has glow-in-the-dark car tracks.
I probably had a nice variety of glow-in-the-dark stuff too, all the way back in the 80s when I was growing up. The one thing I know for sure that I had was glow-in-the-dark stars that were scattered across the ceiling in my bedroom. At night, my bedroom ceiling resembled a night sky, with beautiful stars to look at before I fell asleep. What makes Glow in the Dark so cool is that it can be found in so many awesome toys and clothes and lots of other things too. But the way Glow in the Dark works also involves science. So let's learn how Glow in the Dark glows in the first place.
Usually, when we see things that glow, like a light bulb or coils in a toaster oven, it's because heat and electricity are involved. You won't find lots of examples of things that glow without heat or electricity.
Well, glow-in-the-dark things don't get hot or require electricity at all. Glow-in-the-dark things glow because of science. And here's the cool part. The science involved in my super cool glow-in-the-dark stars I had on my ceiling, and the science involved in the neon glow sticks Lila was curious about in her review, are different. They are both glow-in-the-dark, but they work in totally different ways.
Glow-in-the-dark stars and lots of other glow-in-the-dark toys use something called phosphorescence to glow.
That's a long word, but phosphorescence is not that complicated. Many glow-in-the-dark toys have special chemicals in them called phosphors.
Phosphors are able to glow after they get energized.
That means that the glow-in-the-dark stars capture light from the sun during the day, or from the artificial light from things like light bulbs. Then, when it gets dark, all that light that was captured and stored by the glow-in-the-dark stars makes them glow and light my ceiling up like a beautiful night full of stars in the sky.
Glow-in-the-dark stars wouldn't be able to work without having access to sunlight and artificial light during the day. Without all that light during the day, they wouldn't be able to energize themselves so they can work in the dark.
Phosphorescence is the awesome science behind so many glow-in-the-dark toys. Not just stars, but glow-in-the-dark stickers, yo-yos, and so much more. The two most common phosphors used to make these awesome glow-in-the-dark toys are called zinc sulfide and strontium aluminate. Zinc sulfide has been used for a long time to make things glow. The glow that comes from zinc sulfide glows pretty nicely, but a lot of the newer toys use strontium aluminate as a phosphor because the glow that comes from strontium aluminate is brighter and lasts longer.
Glow sticks also involve science, but they glow because of something called chemiluminescence.
Chemiluminescence is another long word that's kind of hard to say, but it also has a simple meaning. Chemiluminescence makes things glow by using a chemical reaction. Have you ever used a glow stick before? Well, you need to do something to the glow stick before it starts to glow.
You need to bend the glow stick slowly until it cracks. Then it glows nice and bright. Glow sticks are so much fun.
So what's happening exactly when you crack a glow stick? Well, let me tell you. There are two different liquids inside a glow stick, but those two liquids aren't mixing together. One of them is just floating around in there, but there is another liquid in a small tube that is just sloshing around in that tube inside the glow stick.
When you crack a glow stick, that tube on the inside is what gets cracked. And when the tube cracks, the two liquids inside the glow stick finally mix together.
And when they mix together, they cause a chemical reaction that makes them glow beautiful neon colors. How's that for some cool science? So we've discussed phosphorescence and chemiluminescence. How about we learn two more long words that explain how science helps things glow in the dark?
Let's learn about radioluminescence next. That's the science behind things like glow-in-the-dark watches and clocks.
Have you ever seen a watch or clock that has numbers or hands that glow in the dark? Those super cool watches work using radioluminescence. That means that they rely on a radioactive element like radium to make things glow. These things, like glow-in-the-dark watches that work using radioluminescence, are able to glow with little or no charge. They don't need to get all charged up during the day like glow-in-the-dark stars do. Okay, I've saved my favorite glow-in-the-dark science for last.
Introducing bioluminescence. Bio means life or living things, and lumen comes from Latin and means light. You can find bio in words like biology, which is a science of living things. You can find lumen in words like illuminate, which means make something light up. So the word bioluminescence means living things that light up. Hooray, we're talking about fireflies!
And fireflies are so neat. We love going in the backyard during the summer and watching fireflies light up. So how do they light up and glow? Well, they naturally have a chemical in their tiny bodies that makes them light up. And they aren't the only animals that use bioluminescence to light up either. Other light-up animals include fish, like anglerfish, some octopuses, coral, and glowworms. Yes, that's right, worms that glow. All right, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. How many people got together to set the record for most people lighting glow sticks simultaneously?
The gathering included 4,394 people. That's a lot of people.
It happened just 4 years ago in November of 2018 in Plaza de Bolivar in Bogota, Colombia. It happened when thousands of people got together to promote women's rights. That's fantastic stuff. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 170, on Glow in the Dark.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Charlie and Lila, for the illuminating episode topic suggestion. Before we say goodbye, we have two more people to thank.
Thanks to our newest Patreon supporters, Theo and Asa L.
A big thanks to Theo and Asa for helping to support the podcast. Everything our Patreon supporters do to help the show is more appreciated than they know. It's the amazing stuff that our listeners do, like support us on Patreon, leave 5-star reviews for the podcast, and tell their friends about us, and help spread the word about Curious Kid Podcast, that allowed us to reach 170 episodes of Curiosity. What a fantastic start to 2022. Here's to a year full of learning fun and exciting things. Next week, we will get curious about flags for listeners in Howell, Michigan, and Austin, Texas. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.
Imagine earning a degree that prepares you with real skills for the real world. Capella University's programs teach skills relevant to your career so you can apply what you learn right away. Learn how Capella can make a difference in your life at capella.edu.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries, plus napkins, plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this, plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, Essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.